From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, if you employ farm workers or maybe a farm worker yourself, you're probably aware that there was no fix to the ag overtime law in the recent legislative session. John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association, says we've been working on the overtime issue for a few years now.
But as the phase-in has gotten closer to 40 hours per week ceiling, which it became as of January 1 of this year, more legislators are hearing from constituents who are concerned and feeling the effects. And so we have seen a lot more action or movement towards discussing a solution than we have previously.
Devaney says a lot of work went into preparing for the session.
There was a work session to take an extended look at this issue before the session began in the Senate Agriculture Committee. There was a hearing on the bill. It's the seasonality bill itself during the legislative session in January.
Devaney says even WISTFA members have been in Olympia to talk with legislators.
And then workers themselves, almost 300 of them, came to Olympia to also make their voices heard at the end of January to let legislators know that they were not appreciative of the cap on their offered hours.
The same workers, Devaney says, who've seen a net reduction in their take-home pay as a result. Tune in tomorrow for more on what it will take to fix the ag overtime law.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.